Lions postgame live here on My Nine. I am Russ Salzberg, and what do you know? We have ourselves a winning streak. Giants beat the Eagles today by a score of 15-7 at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. So the Giants improved their record to 2-6. And, you know, with me, joining me, my colleagues, as always, Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, Amani Toomer. Speaking with Coach Coughlin, I asked him if he was, during the week, if this was every game like a playoff game. He says, I can't talk about playoffs. All I got to talk about is we need a win. They got it, and they needed it.
Yeah, I mean, going back to last Monday night, guys, I mean, a lot of national criticism about how poor that Vikings team was and Josh Freeman wasn't ready to play and you know, the Giants, you know, Michael Vick coming back, all these things that we could discuss, but getting a win in the National Football League is tough. As ugly as things seemed at the end, but they got it done. Now they're 2-0 going into the bye week, and the Giants can finally start to feel good about something.
2 weeks in a row, guys, we get to sit here and smile and enjoy, bask in the glory. The Giants, you know, put another one together. And I think, you know, last week we talked about, as you mentioned, Roman, the Vikings, they did not play well offensively. But the Giants earned the victory against the Eagles today, and they did it on both sides of the football, taking care of it offensively, getting the Eagles off the field defensively, creating some turnovers as well. So, you know, it's good to see the Giants getting back to Giant football.
Yeah, no question. They definitely gave themselves an opportunity to win the game, and that's not what you could say for the first 6 weeks of the season. You know, they didn't have any interceptions, you know, except for that special team snafu. That was the only thing that they did that could have possibly cost them the game. They played well on the defensive line, played well on the offensive line. It just seemed like when you have that running back, when you have Peyton Hillis back there running the football as effectively as he is, it just makes this whole team kind of click, and everything looks like the Giant team that we expected when the season started.
Well, the one thing that we haven't been doing is getting the ball into the end zone. Again, no touchdowns today. But they were moving the ball, you know. So anyway, we'll find out how it looked moving the ball from Lincoln Financial Field, because Howard Cross is right there right now. And Howard, again, we were just bringing up the fact that no touchdowns. What was Coach Coughlin's reaction on the sidelines when they couldn't get seven or six, if you will, and had to settle for the field goals?
No, he was very positive. You know, think about this, guys. When the game's going on, you want to score points. You like them to be touchdowns, but you want to continuously score points. The Giants were, like, basically shooting themselves in the foot over and over again with, like, penalties that you wouldn't think that they would ordinarily get. They kept having the illegal procedure penalty. They'd have, you know, illegal grounding penalties. They had a lot of everything going on in the red area, which is something that they shouldn't have been doing.
Howard, Hakeem Nicks has been trying to struggle in the last few weeks, had a lot of drops last week in particular. Seven catches today. You know, Eli Manning distributed the ball a lot. No touchdowns, obviously, but how was the emotions and the communication from what you saw on the sideline with Eli Manning and the receivers? Seemed like they were at least took a step further being on the same page today.
They did do a lot better. You know, the thing that's really helping them out is the running game, guys. Everything's a play-action pass. There are no big 5- and 7-step drops giving the offensive line a hard time waiting for Eli to get rid of the ball. Now it's more of a, you know, play-action scenario where they can actually check down, throw the ball to the back out of the backfield, and go down the field to the receivers. And believe it or not, there was a couple tight end sightings.
Hey, Howard, I want to talk to you about the defense a little bit. What kind of feel do you get down there from that John Beeson has added to this defense? They're playing extremely well, and I think it has to be correlated to his addition on this defense.
You know, Beeson was a Pro Bowl player until he got the injuries, and you can see it in his play out on the field. He's making plays all over the field. He's fast. He's smart. And I don't mean just smart where people think about it. Think about it this way. He's football smart. He knows where the play is going. He's diagnosing it, and he's able to get there quick.
Hey, Howard, this is Amani now. What happened on that snafu by Steve Weatherford? What was the reaction on the sideline? How did the team react when this whole thing went down? It looked like the team had some smooth sailing there, and then at the end, little unrest. How did that affect the sideline?
It was a little bit of a mix. You got to think about this, guys. The defense had a chance to have a shutout. They were doing a great job. Outside of scoring, you know, interceptions for touchdowns, punt returns or kick returns for touchdowns, the defense has been playing very well. They've had like 7 returns for touchdowns if you count the kickoffs, the punts, and the fumbles. So they were a little upset when they were coming on the field.
Howard, well, I'll tell you what. Next week's a bye, so why don't you take the week off, and we'll see you in 2 weeks when they play Oakland.
I'll be at the golf course.
Dress still warm at that time of year.
It's good to be able to smile after a Giants game, huh? Yes. And for the last 2 weeks, fortunately, we've been able to do that. Once again, the final score from Philadelphia. Giants beat the Eagles by a score of 15-7, improving their record 2-6. You are watching Giants postgame live here on My Nine. Coach Tom Coughlin coming up shortly, so stay right where you are.
Giants.
Defense played superbly. I thought in the second half we benefited from great field position, which forced two or three and outs, which prevented them from being able to drive the ball the way they wanted to. The three turnovers were big. You know, I don't know what to say about the snap from center. I don't think I've ever seen him do that, not even on the practice field. And the timing was terrible. But nevertheless, the first down there at the end with Myers was big. And, you know, we put ourselves in position to make a couple plays at the end. They had no more timeouts. And, of course, Will Hill came through with that play. First half, I thought we really had an awful lot of things going for us. Time of possession, I'm not sure what exactly it was, but I know it was quite a bit in our favor. But in the first half, regardless of the style, the way that they operate and how fast they play, et cetera, I thought we did a good job of hanging on to the ball, driving into plus territory. We did settle for field goals, which we're going to have to look at that. I mean, you know, it won two of those with touchdowns, and this didn't have to finish quite as tight as it did. But nevertheless, we won. We're excited about winning. That's two games in a row that we've won. We've played great defense. We really haven't given up a score defensively, and a lot to be said for the way we're playing right now on D.
You know, G, a tough start, but you down got two straight wins, and that's got to change the team morale a little bit when you have something going, at least going your way a little bit. You know,
it's an interesting group of guys. We were down after a loss, particularly on a Monday, long, hard day as it always is. The guys would bounce back, and they get their chins up, and we'd go into the next one. So this definitely is a huge boost to their confidence. It reinforces what we're doing, obviously. And then two wins in a row, you know, we're just happy to have that.
Tom, what's your level of concern about penalties?
I'm very concerned about penalties, but I'm more concerned about the fact we won. So, I mean, we had a bunch of penalties against them the first time. I mean, it was... You know, the amazing thing is I go to the officials with a list as long as my arm, and they call them all against us. I say that with tongue-in-cheek now.
Do you think you guys can get on the run now to get back?
I hope so. That's what we're trying to do, trying to get back into the competitive aspect of our game and our division.
Coach, what have been some of the keys defensively? You have not given up a defensive touchdown since the second quarter of the Bears game.
Well, there's a lot of things. You know, basically we've stopped the run. Now, the start of the third quarter, we had a little trouble with the run today, but basically we've been able to do that. I think that's where it always starts. So with the physicality up front and the outstanding mesh, the gap control up front, and the ability to stop the run. And then, you know, we've been able to pressure and to create some turnovers, and some guys are playing well.
Coach,
That's twice you shut down LeSean McCoy. He held him under 50 yards both times. What's the key for you guys to stopping a guy like that who cuts back so much?
Well, you have to maintain the discipline of your gap control. You got to stay put because he can bring the ball back at any time. You have to initially, whether it's the read option or whether it's just the dive, you've got to take that away, though, initially first. So we've had guys in position. They've been able to maintain position.
How much did not having Michael there change that, though? I mean, obviously, he's another threat to run the ball.
Well, you know, you see the game. We still had to defend Michael. We still had to defend the quarterback.
I wanted to ask you about Victor. When you saw that hit, how bad did it look to you? How tough was it? And just the fact that he came back.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. So getting over there to find out it was a shoulder was a relief to me because I noticed they weren't taking his helmet off either. So, but I was concerned. And then he came to the sideline and it looked like he was grimacing a little bit there when they were going through the various fundamental tests. And then, but to see him come back into the game was a huge plus.
I just wanted to, if you could just characterize his toughness, I guess, as you were. Whatever.
Oh, he's a tough guy. Now he's a player, and his ability to bounce up off of that was a huge sign for our team.
Tom, no turnovers again on offense.
Right.
Do you think? I mean, is the team playing more? Is Eli more cautious?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if cautious is the word, but we're definitely not. When we're playing good defense, we certainly don't want to give an advantage to the opponent by turning the ball over and particularly putting them in good field position. So, you know, we've worked very hard at that. We've obviously stressed that. Eli's done a great job with that the last two games. It's just being knowledgeable of how this team perhaps has got to play.
Looks like outside of that penalty, you guys have been getting a lot more out of Antrell these past couple of weeks since he stepped the game up.
Well, he's been there as a solid factor all the way through. It's just obviously noticeable now with the last couple of weeks.
Is that celebration penalty? I mean, that's not in your hand, but is it?
No, he came right over and apologized for it. I mean, you make a great play like that, and you got the ball where you think you've got it. And whoops, wait a minute, it's 15 yards back. So territory we've already covered. We didn't want to have to retake it.
Anything else?
How curious are you, Clubs, about when you move the ball? You had no points, but you move the ball downfield when you had to. How much of an encouragement is that for you as the season progresses?
Well, that was the plan. I mean, we were able to execute some of the things we planned, not everything, but this defense, you know, has given up 19 points the last 3 weeks, so they're not quite as bad as they statistically appear, I don't think. I think they're good defense. So it was good to move the ball, and obviously we're going to look at the pluses and not look at the lack of touchdowns.
Would you ever dream of coming here and being without a touchdown?
I tell them every year, I'll take it 2-0, 3-0, 5-3, whatever you want to do.
All right.
You just heard, if you will, a much more peppy head coach, Tom Coughlin. And, you know, guys, they say that losing hurts your confidence, winning builds it. Tom Coughlin sounded like his confidence was back. He sounded bubbly. He sounded enthused. He knows his defense is playing better. His offense isn't turning the ball over. He's starting to believe more in his team, which I'm sure, whether he would admit it or not, the first six games, he had to have some serious doubts.
Yeah, I think he's coming back to the norm. I mean, nobody expected this team to lose six games in a row. Bubbly isn't the word I'd use to talk about Tom Coughlin, though. I don't know if I would use that word.
Well, he's got some getty up. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think the players are giving him a reason to have that type of emotion. And I think last week after the Monday night game, I think it was more a sense of relief. Hey, we got that first victory. We got the monkey off our back, so to speak. But now in this game, Roman, they earned it. I think they feel like they're back to playing the Giants football that they know they're capable of playing, both sides of the football. I thought Tom Coughlin, he mentioned the time of possession. Back-to-back weeks, they won the time of possession. They held the ball for 38 minutes in this game, so yeah, they completely dominated from that aspect of it. It helps with the run game, but the defense got off the field as well.
Yeah, I mean, speaking about defensively, I mean, you didn't have to reinvent the wheel here to address what was going on with these losses. Four sacks today by the defense, and the fact that two of them came from defensive backs.
Yeah.
Terrell Thomas, 11 tackles, 10 solos. He had a sack. I mean, a big one as the Eagles are trying to score.
Forced fumble.
Yeah, forced fumble. So, I mean, they're playing team defense. They're playing relentless, and they're having confidence. When you can prepare Wednesday and complete the job with a victory on Sunday, that gives you the confidence to do it the next week. And now this team's starting to have confidence. We shouldn't talk about playoffs or anything like that. But just,
and on the offensive line, too.
Yeah.
They only let up one sack. So they're starting to hit on all cylinders. They got their running game going, which I think is, Howard touched on it earlier, that's a big part of this team, because the play action pass is what Kevin Gilbride's offense really prides itself on, and that's exactly what's happening when you have a legitimate threat at the run with Peyton Hillis in the backfield.
15-7 Giants was your final from Philadelphia. As we're saying, they have themselves a two-game winning streak. Stay right where you are, folks. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. We've got quarterback Eli Manning coming up and much, much more.
You were prepared to do it. You had to feel good about that.
Yeah. You know, I felt good. You know, I feel a little bit better today than I did last week. And but I still got a lot more to go. And I think this bye weeks will help me, you know, get recovered and stuff like that. But, you know, I was happy to be out here. It's so great to get a win. And going in the bye week with these guys, with these coaches, you know, it's like a dream come true.
And, of course, to play with the lead allowed you to grind out the clock a little bit, and that's your game.
It's definitely my game. You know, a lot there towards the end, I wasn't worried much about running as I was holding on to the football. And I think he could show there on film. But we got the win. We got the win away in a tough environment and the division, and that's all you can ask for.
You talk about holding on to the football. Clean, no turnovers today for this offense. That was big.
Huge. And it's going to be huge for us going into the upcoming weeks, you know, especially the week after the bye week. So we have to stay here, you know, keep grinding and keep staying together.
Peyton Hillis, thank you.
Thank you.
Terrell, an outstanding defensive effort today. Again, no points given up by your defensive unit. How to make you proud?
It does. You know what I mean? It's 2 weeks back-to-back, but we still got a lot of work to do. Wanted to get this win in the division and get this thing rolling to the bye.
How difficult was it to deal with when Vic went out and all of a sudden the new kid came in, although obviously he's inexperienced?
Right. It makes it a little bit easier, but at the same time, you have to adjust to a different game plan because you don't know what they're going to do. But I thought we did a good job of adjusting on the run. We made some plays and we got the win.
And then finally, their two stars, Jackson and McCoy, virtually useless for them today.
Team defense, baby. Happy birthday to my brother, man.
Thank you, Terrell Thomas.
Thank you.
All right, back to you guys.
All right, while Terrell talks about that team defense, I'll tell you what, Terrell made, as far as I'm concerned, the play of the game. If he doesn't strip that ball, Jaquan Williams doesn't recover, who knows, then you could have had yourselves a far different ball game going into the half.
Yeah, this is a different looking New York Giants team, and I give a lot of credit to the defense. Terrell Thomas, as you mentioned, Antral Roll had another big game, another game with an interception. And when I look at this defense, I think their confidence is building because the offense is not turning the football over. But I had to give a lot of credit to the guys up front, because this is the second time this year they've held Shady McCoy to under 50 yards rushing. And when coming into this game 3 weeks prior, they were only giving up 47 yards per game on the ground coming in. They held Adrian Peterson to under 50. They held Matt Forte to 67, I think. So, the front seven of the New York Giants, they're doing a great job. They deserve a lot of the credit for this win.
Yeah, and when defense is playing well, and you see what John Beeson has brought to the team, an Antral Roll 2 weeks in a row with an interception, then you start getting everyone else. It raises the level of everyone else.
They get excited.
Yeah, yeah. Jaquan Williams, fumble recovery. Here comes through Will Hill with playing well. I mean, all these unlikely guys start to contribute because it's truly the essence of playing team defense.
Not only that, I mean, going back to your point, Sean, it was an emphasis for this year's defense to stop the run. And now it started. It didn't, always. This year hasn't always been pretty. But now, these last two games, the win streak, they're stopping the run. They're forcing teams to become one-dimensional. The offense isn't giving the ball away, putting them in bad positions, and this is why they're starting to come back to the norm, or a position where we thought the Giants would be competitive in the NFC East.
You mentioned John Beeson. We're also talking about Peyton Hillis. Those are two guys. Where were they a few weeks ago?
On the street.
And now they're vital cogs in this turnaround for the Giants. Yeah. When I say turnaround, a two-game winning streak.
And then you just wonder, why weren't they on the team earlier? What happened to the guys that were on there before?
Sometimes it's desperation, it's injury, you sign these new guys. But going back to defense, when you can start to dominate a team with the four guys on the line of scrimmage, it gives you so many more options of what you can do with the other seven guys in coverage, in blitz. And I think we're just starting to get to that point where this Giants defense, who did it without Sean Rodgers today, guys, without Sean Rodgers, who was a big, in more ways than one, a big part of that defensive line up front.
Big baby, as they call him. Well, you know what? A lot of people talk a lot of times about the character of teams, identity of teams. Well, really, those two players, Peyton Hillis and John Beeson, what they're bringing to both sides of the football is a different personality. And I think we're seeing that from each team. The defense is excited, as you mentioned, Roman. The offense has an identity now with Peyton Hillis running the football, being physical, getting yards after contact. We saw Brandon do a great job of that against the Bears, and Peyton Hillis has done a great job stepping in. So I love the personality that this Giants team has morphed into over the last couple of weeks, and it shows in the win column.
And Coach Coughlin might have himself a nice problem when the other guys get healthy. Brandon Jacobs, Andre Brown, you don't know what's going to happen with David Wilson, so it could be interesting.
You can't take the ball out of Peyton Hillis' hands. I mean,
that's a nice problem for a coach to have.
It really is a nice problem, but right now, Peyton Hillis, and what those guys, Peyton Hillis and Beeson, what they brought is a sense of desperation. You're on the same team, you see the same people around, and you bring in a guy off the street who was out of the league, and they have a different perspective on things. They're not feeling sorry for themselves because they're fighting for their NFL lives.
Yeah.
Well, once again, 15-7. It's a much happier post-game show than it was certainly for the first 6 weeks of the season. Giants win their second in a row. Again, going down to Philly, taking care of business by the score of 15-7. All right, got to go to Adorama.com/Giants, folks, to win yourself a Manfrotto Professional Roller Trolley Bag. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants post-game live here on My Nine.
Verizon.
live here on My Nine. Let's go right back to Lincoln Financial Field, where a little while ago, Paul Dottino caught up with the kicker who kicked five field goals today, Josh Brown.
Well, thanks, guys, and kicker Josh Brown. You were the offensive star today, just booting field goals left and right. That's got to feel good. Although you want your team to get into the end zone, to know that you were able to convert out 1,000% today is a good thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a great day, and it's a good thing for me personally. But, you know, like you said, we want to see the offense get rolling, put touchdowns on the board. And, you know, it's good to get the win no matter what. But, you know, later in the season, I mean, we want to score touchdowns, but it's great to have a day like that and kind of get my rhythm back.
Can you take me into the locker room when Coach Coughlin brings you inside today after getting your second straight win? You know you have the bye week coming up. The feeling amongst the players has to be a lot better than it was 2 weeks ago.
A winning locker room, is, as you're saying, is 10 times better than any of the losing locker rooms I've ever been in. And, you know, Coach Coughlin is, everybody's excited. And to know that we get to go into the bye week with this momentum and kind of moving forward into the colder months of football, it is a happy place to be. It's a much better place than it was just a couple weeks ago.
How significant is it to win one here in Philadelphia? Although they had a home losing streak, you guys had a road losing streak going back to last year when you were not even here.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's great to come in and be able to win in the division, period. Obviously, this division has been kind of slow to pick up pace, and that's good for us. And so, I mean, the more games that we can win, the better. But especially these division games give us an opportunity to keep pushing and keep striving and win one game at a time, and then we'll see where we end up in December.
The sour lemon for you. Dallas did hold on to beat Detroit. Sorry.
Yeah, that's part of it. So we've got to beat them whenever we get the opportunity.
Josh Brown, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. And what do you say we go right back to Lincoln Financial Field and check in with Justin Tuck.
Yeah, I think we just have simplified things. Perry Field and his staff did a great job of putting together game plans that allows us to just let the athletes be athletes, honestly. It really hasn't been anything elaborate. Guys are playing fast, guys are playing confident, and, you know, we've kind of gotten on the hot streak here. When you start making plays, you start being very confident in yourself, and I think this is a very confident defense right now.
Do you think that the players have a lot to do with getting their defense simplified? Did you guys kind of
express it? We had a little bit to do with it.
Yeah. Somebody said you guys had a meeting. You guys had the Chicago game.
We have a lot of meetings. I think when they say we had a meeting, that gets kind of blown out of proportion. We meet every day.
Well, how big an impact do you think you had?
You had to ask him that, honestly. We talk about a lot of things, and I think, you know, one thing that Perry has done is, you know, taking our input and tried his best to put things in that we feel as though is going to allow players to play fast.
Did you have any sense that Dr.
Honestly, I think Vic wasn't right. I think he just came out there and tried to will himself to play. But you can tell he's not healthy right now. He's not going to be as effective in that type of offense if his legs are kind of taken away from him like they were today.
Justin, Detroit just went ahead of Dallas in 12 seconds.
Yay.
What does that mean? If that holds up 2 games back after an
0-6
start?
Nothing. Only time that will mean something is when hopefully we go on an 8-game winning streak after the bye and end this season 10-6. But for us, man, we gotta put the blinders on. We're in a hole and we understand that, and we gotta play one game at a time. And for us, the only thing we can be focused on is getting healthy in this bye and looking forward to Oakland.
Justin Tuck just hit the nail right on the head. Getting healthy in this bye. Also, psychologically, they go in on a high note, feeling good about themselves, which it took a long time to do that, especially a couple of weeks in a row.
Yeah, especially now that, the Dallas Cowboys lost to Detroit Lions. And a lot of fans are saying, well, if Dallas loses, they were only 2 games out. And I think in that locker room, you can't think about what everybody else is doing. You've got to focus on your job. And Justin Tuck, spoken as a true leader, saying all he can worry about is the next game, the bye week, getting healthy, like you said.
This team is very capable of going on a hot streak. And, we've seen them do that before. I can't help but think back to last year. The Washington Redskins were 3-6. Right. When Mike Shanahan challenged his defense and his offense and said, I'm going to play the young guys and let's see what we have. And they went on to win 7 straight, go 10-6 and win the division. So, you know, I'm not ready to say the P word yet, but I think the way that this team is playing, you know, they're very confident. I just hope the bye week doesn't slow them down because the momentum is surely on their side right now.
Yeah, you can't have a win streak till you win 3. 2 is not a win streak. 2 is almost, you're getting, well, you're on the right track. 3 is a streak.
Right now. The bye counts as a W.
It's not a loss, but you know, this team, I think what they did on third down today, going 42%, that is how you enable yourself to win. You keep the time of possession, like you talked about earlier, and you allow the drives to sustain themselves. And I think that's one of the things that they have to do, that they've been doing over the last couple weeks, that have really given themselves a chance to win without the turnovers.
Well, again, so far, this is a very good Sunday for the Giants. They win their second in a row by a score of 15-7. We've got Eli Manning coming up. Also very good news. Not only did the Eagles lose, because they played the Giants, but the Cowboys lost 31-32 to the Detroit Lions. So it's a good day for Big Blues. All right, stay right where you are. Eli Manning coming up. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Here from quarterback Eli Manning. What do you say we go back to Lincoln Financial, check it with Paul Dottino, who spoke with Linville Joseph.
Well, thanks again, fellas. And Linval, I have to tell you, this is the second time now you guys have shut down LeSean McCoy, the NFL's leading rusher, under 50 yards today. Mm-hmm. So how hard was it?
He's a very good back. We just had to stick with the plan. And the plan was everybody, one man, one gap, and we did that. He had a couple plays, but at the end, we was on top.
You know, I thought the turnovers were a big key. The offense didn't give up any, and you guys were able to get three on defense today. There was that one right before the half, deep in your road zone. It was huge.
I mean, as you said, we came together this week, and we had got three turnovers, and that was big. That was big from the start with the interception and the sack and the forced fumble. It was a fun game.
When you say come together, please explain to me what that is. Is it a chemistry thing? Is it an attitude thing? Is it just getting everything clean out of the playbook?
All three. All three. Just bonding together, knowing that your guy's going to be in that gap, and just the playbook. And once you get all three of them together, it becomes fun again. It becomes easy. And you know that your guy's going to be in that gap. And that's how we're stopping the run. That's how we're starting to make big plays now.
You had one of the team's four sacks today. Getting pressure on the quarterback, it's starting to happen now these last couple of weeks.
Like I said, we're bonding now. We're starting to get some points on the board, and things are rolling. Things are starting to have fun again.
Playing with a lead, that's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Linval Joseph, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
With this thing, but, then towards the end, a couple big third down conversions. So there were some good things. Obviously, we're not making the mistakes, that we were making earlier in the season. We're not turning the ball over, but we got to find a way to finish some games a little bit better.
With an 0-6 start, you're right now two games out of first place in the NFC East. A little bit unusual.
Well, I think we still believe, and I think that's been a great credit to this team and coaches is coming in and fixing the problems and right now these last 2 weeks we've played kind of our best football and as together as a team, both sides helping each other out, playing relying on each other to go out through their job. Our defense has been outstanding, and offensively we've been better, and so we got to continue to build off that. We got to improve on a few things offensively, but there's been obviously got some new guys in there and some makshift running backs and different things, but guys have stepped up and done well, and we're gonna keep fighting and hopefully you never know what can happen.
Eli, how big was it for you? I'm sorry if you answered, sorry. How big was it for you to play turnover-free football again?
Yeah, that's obviously 2 weeks in a row and two wins. So obviously there is something to that, and we got to play, playing smart and don't give them a chance to build any momentum and not put our defense in a bind in any way. They've been playing outstanding, so we got to continue to do that but also be able to make some plays as well.
There has been a little bit of continuity on the offensive line now for a couple weeks. Has that made you more comfortable?
Well, I think those guys have done a good job just communicating and knowing their knowing their assignments, talking together, and they've been playing well, and not getting the mistakes and guys running free and different things were leading to some bad plays. So I think that's been helpful. I thought running the ball or pass protection has been good these last weeks, and so that's been a big part of our offense. Not getting in bad situations. We haven't had any penalties and different things, and getting a lot of third and long. We've been, very manageable situations, and that's been good.
You guys have been through almost every conceivable situation over the years. Just how confident are you guys right now?
Right. Well, I think this whole season we felt that we could go out and win every game we played, and we felt confident we could go out there and play well and do all the things correctly. We've been close on a couple of them. We just haven't found ways to finish in the fourth quarter. And obviously these last 2 weeks we have played better in the fourth quarter. We've had leads going into the fourth quarter, which has been nice, and been able to hold on to them.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then they go to
him. All right. You are watching Giants Post Game Live. That's quarterback Eli Manning. We'll talk more about Eli in just a little bit. But remember, you're watching Giants Post Game Live, brought to you by The Children's Place, the official kids fashion partner of the New York Giants. Stay right where you are. Lots more to come here on Giants Post Game Live on My9.
loss. You know, coaches and players got together, and, you know, we got on the same page. You know, there was a lot of in-depth conversation. There was a lot of speaking as men to men, understanding your strengths and weaknesses, and just, you know, being coaches and players being on the same page at the same time. And, you know, trust the coach trusting in the players trusting in the coaches. And I think it's definitely showing up out there with our performance.
Is that something the players initiated? You guys wanted to make sure you were on the same page?
You know, I think it's something that worked both ways. You know, I'm sure, you know, the coaches wanted to figure out, you know, what was going on. So did the players. You know, we were going out on the field and we were playing, you know, we were playing extremely hard. But, you know, there was just some things out of whack, you know, as shown on film. And, you know, just a lot of things, you know, we were uncertain of. And coaches and players getting on the same time, you know, I think we all see right now, you know, it can do wonders. You know, coaches have to trust in the players. Players have to trust in the coach. And, you know, we're family. You know, at the end of the day, we're a family, and you know, we've dug a hole for ourselves, but you know, right now we're just fighting one game at a time, trying to dig ourselves out.
All right, that was Antrell Roe, and you guys know, you know, when Antrell first came to the Giants, I don't know if the term is uneasy relationship with head coach, but it took them a while to get together. They're really each other's biggest advocates right now.
Yeah, I mean, Antrell Roe, you know, being a defensive back and having that, you know, DB personality, there is a little back and forth. But one thing Antrell Roe said this, Justin Tuck said this earlier, he's saying, look, we're just trying to dig ourselves out of a hole, and that means that there is a belief system in this locker room. When everyone was saying, you know, it's Fields' fault, or you need to get rid of this guy, that guy, the guys in the locker room, because we've all been there, have to still believe that what we started has to continue to work. And you don't panic. You don't, you know, start throwing guys off the ship and talking about other guys on the team. And that's really being together. And it shows when you're able to play like that today.
Roman, there's a saying, many hands make light work. And that's really what this defense is doing. They've all chipped in. Like you said, they stuck together. And very easily at 0-6, could they have just said, you know what, the season's over with, and start pointing fingers. But this locker room stuck together. And, you know, you have to credit guys like Antrell Roe. You have to credit guys like John Beeson that came in. I think Terrell Thomas had his best game possibly yet as a Giant in his career today. It's great to see guys like that playing. But this team just looks like they're having fun. And when a guy makes a play, Amani, they get elated. They're excited for each other. And the defense is feeding off the offense. Now they just need to get the special teams to start pulling their weight a little bit.
Yeah, look, at 2-6, all is not well, but all is a whole lot better than it was already. What do you say we go back to Lincoln Financial, check in with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Hakeem Nicks.
Well, thanks again, guys. And Hakeem, a nice bounce-back game for you. 7 catches, almost 60 yards. You look sharp out there, but I thought the real key was Eli spreading the ball around so well.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the big thing in our offense. That's key, getting everybody involved. That's what makes our offense cook, at least let us move up and down the field. You know, we just got to do a little bit better job at capitalization and scoring, you know, when we get in the red zone. But, you know, other than that, man, I think we was moving the ball fairly well. Eli was picking and choosing his one-on-one battles, and just we was just trying to take advantage.
Sure, the 5 field goals, of course, you'd like to get some more touchdowns, no question. But again, as we've said all show long, no turnovers. The guys were clean with the ball, and basically, that's always going to be a big key.
That's always key. You know, like Coach Coughlin always preached, the less turnovers, the better you are. So, you know, we just know we got to take care of the ball. I think everybody's just finally starting to play together and get that groove. We're starting to feel each other out now, you know, with the new additions in the backfield, plus, you know, at wide receiver, we're just starting to feel everything out, and everybody's playing together now, so. I think we are good.
And finally, Akeem, what about momentum? You got a bye week coming up. You going to lose that momentum after 2 straight wins?
Nah, I think we got to come back stronger.
Thank you, Akeem Nicks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, let's talk to a receiver who knows a little bit about catching a ball. How important was it? How important was it for Akeem to have that bounce back game coming off of a poor performance?
It's really important on two fronts, not only because, you know, hasn't been the Hakeem Nicks that we all know. Is also, there's all these rumors swirling around about trades, and now he could finally, you know, get over this. Regardless of what's going on, he's still on the field doing what he can control, which is playing football at a high level.
And TC challenged him, you know, this week. He said, yes, he's got to step up, and he answered the bell.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what you want out of a guy. You're gonna, if you're gonna pay him the money that he deserves, you're gonna make sure that if you put a little pressure on him, he's going to perform.
Are you saying pay that man?
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
You all performed under pressure.
Tumor said it here. Yeah.
They all performed under pressure, folks. Trust me on that, because I was covering them. All right, you're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My 9. Stay right where you are. We're coming back.
Okay, we're not going to count the special teams touchdown, but you had one of the quarterback sacks, and it looks to me the last 2 weeks you guys are really getting to the passer again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're here to do. Obviously, we hadn't been doing it in earlier weeks, but right now we're all on the same page. We're clicking. We're playing fast, and that's what it's all about up front.
What is the difference? How is it that now you suddenly get to the quarterback?
Just want to. It's desire. You know, we watch film, and you know, like Coach said a couple weeks ago, enough is enough. When we decide that enough is enough, we're going to turn this thing around. I think that's what you see out there. Guys are determined to get there, and we're doing it.
And then finally, outside of D'Angelo Williams of Carolina, who had 120 yards running against you guys, you have shut down opposing team running backs now six straight weeks. How are you doing it?
I think you got to give a lot of credit to the guys up front in the middle. You know, I mean, we have Linval Joseph, who's been here for a long time, Cullen Jenkins, Mike P., Sean Rogers, the guys that we brought in here to stop the run. They're doing a tremendous job of clogging up the middle, allowing the linebackers to flow over the top and defensive ends to go in there and get these TFLs, get these sacks. So we'll give them credit. And then after that, it's just effort. You know what I mean? If we want to get there, we're going to get it done.
Thanks, Kiwanuka. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Bottom line is Giants have to help themselves at 2-6, but they also need some help, and they got some help today. Let's take a look at the NFC East standings. I mean, with Detroit doing them a favor, beating Dallas, then you have Philly at 3-5. Washington's playing Denver. They're losing to Denver now at 2-4. Giants started 0-6. They're only two games back of first.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody really thought that they would still be in this division with that terrible start. But you know what? I mean, it just gives the Giants a reason. It gives, you know, it keeps them excited that they are still in the mix. You know, they've got to win a big game when they come off the bye at Oakland, because having been off for a week, they can't allow themselves to take any steps back.
They got to win a bunch of big games. Yeah. It's Oakland, Green Bay, and Dallas, which is all at home, and they must win that.
Yeah, there's a lot of this. One thing that I concern myself with, that I worry about a little bit, is the fact that, you know, they seem to be very up right now, and you can't forget that they still have six losses. You know, six losses is substantial, especially only halfway through the season. They really need to stay focused as they've been this last couple weeks. They need to make sure that they can make that consistent effort and not allow themselves the mistakes that have cost them the games in the first first part of the season.
And if you look at the NFC, guys, I mean, most likely the NFC West, you know, Seattle and San Francisco go to the playoffs. So the Giants would have to win the division to go to the playoffs. And we always say, don't talk about the playoffs now. But one thing the Giants can do is start to generate some type of momentum. You know, when this schedule comes out and early on you look, I mean, the league gave them five road games in the first seven, first eight games of the season. So, but in the second half after the bye week, you've got three straight home games, so you can start to generate some momentum as far as in the second half of the season with some good home games. And now when you're hopefully 3-0, 4-0, hopefully 4-6, 5-6, I mean, that could happen if you continue to play well, continue to play together, play as a team, trust each other, all the things those guys have been saying. And now you've got to just go out there Sunday and get it done.
Yeah, you know, the Oakland game, I think that's a very winnable game when you looking towards the future. But then they play the Packers, I believe that's Sunday night, and then the
Dallas,
Cowboys,
which is
that's going to be a big one. So
must have.
To me, the biggest thing is this offense has to get in the end zone. They were 0-2 in the red zone against the Eagles, and we all know they kicked the field goals that won them the football game. That will not hold up against Aaron Rodgers and against Tony Romo. They're going to have to find a way to get the ball in the end zone, score touchdowns. You can't have Josh Brown just kicking field goals all day long and expect to keep winning games.
And they must have an improvement on special teams. It's been three punts returned for touchdowns, and they gave up another touchdown today. Special
touchdowns.
Teams can't be doing that.
Yeah, I want to say that, you know, Jerry Reese did a good job in terms with Terrell Thomas. Terrell Thomas is a guy, two ACL injuries back-to-back. Usually if you go on IR for 2 years, you're done.
Yeah.
They stuck with Terrell Thomas, and now he's performing for them on the field and in the secondary, which has been depleted over the last 2 years. So that's kudos to the front office, seeing a player, seeing he's injured, not giving up on him, and now you're seeing the fruits of their patience.
Yeah, and that goes back to the belief system that this organization has, the New York Football Giants, that what they do works for them. And when fans are saying, get rid of Gilbride, it's a play calling, get rid of Fuel, they've had bad drafts, this guy's playing all, I mean, this team believes in what they're doing from the top down, and you have to continue to believe in that. And when this thing plays out at the end, whatever their record is, it's what they believed in, and that's really what the bottom line is. If they have to believe in what they're doing, and that's how organizations win. It's not about the history and the two Super Bowls the last 6 years, but it's about believing in your system that it works for you and not reacting versus responding.
Yeah.
I think that belief, it starts with Tom Coughlin for me, and because he did not change. He said, I believe in my formula for winning football games, kept it consistent. He's always been that way. He's not up and down, not on that emotional roller coaster. He's done a great job. He deserves a lot of the credit.
All right, well, again, you know, from 0-6 to 2-6, they get a bye week, and with next week, well, bye week being that case, the Giants will be back in action the following Sunday, November 10th, 1 p.m. over at MetLife Stadium, when they will be taking on the Oakland Raiders. Until then, for Imani Tuma, Sean O'Hara, Roman Oben, I am Russ Salzberg. For the entire crew here, thanks for being part of Giants Post Game Live. See you in 2 weeks.